All right, folks. We are just about out of time here tonight on the Boudin Barn Dance. Once again, I want to thank everybody that called in here tonight to contribute to the program and WRRU. And for those online folks as well, thank you very much. I want to thank Liz and Nancy for their support once again, answering phones here all tonight, getting to talk to all you people, good people out there. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. We get back to normal business next week. Looking forward to it. Hope you all have a great night and a great weekend. You're tuned right here to 90.3 WRU Kingston. This has been Boudin Barn Dance. My name's Dan Ferguson. We'll see you in one. Have a good one.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to the Haphazard Hour with Shay, Aiden, and Jack.
You betcha.
Yeah, we hope that everybody's been having a nice week. And you know what time it is. Comes what? Every year.
9 p.m.
Oh.
Oh.
Yearly for you?
Yeah.
No.
I only do this once a year.
Every week is like a year nowadays.
I'm talking about Radiothon, guys.
What? Radiothon?
What is this?
Radiothon?
How I'm hearing this.
Wow.
Please fill us in, Shay. Yeah. Did you learn about this at the weekly WIRU meeting?
And I did.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't say?
I
Please fill us in.
I do say. So, Radiothon is when you guys, the listeners, can call in and donate to our studio to show your appreciation and support us.
Basically,
give us money! Anything else on the script?
Yep. I'm trying to go through it, but someone interrupted me. So you can go to wiru.org/listen and donate there.
Wow.
Or you can call in at 401-792-9030 or 888-303-9748.
You stole my thing.
Yep, I stole your thing. So you can call in and donate by the phone. We can't take credit cards over the phone anymore, unfortunately. If you call in, we'll take your name, the pledge amount that you want to give, and your email address and mailing address.
Wow.
So you can receive a follow-up. And you'll hear from the two lovely gents.
That's me.
Yep.
We both have phones now, so you can talk to us directly.
Yeah. So if you guys...
It makes a clicky sound when it hangs up.
Yeah, so we really appreciate all of your donations, if you choose to donate.
We would really appreciate it if you guys could give us some money, please. Thank you.
Just to show your appreciation.
Or if you want to give me any money.
Yeah, I mean...
my Venmo is open.
My Venmo is my name.
If you don't want to give it to the studio and you just want to give it to my Venmo, call up the number still and I will give you my Venmo.
Okay, yeah. And if you
want to chat, you can call up too.
Yeah.
If you just
want
to chat.
Again, that's 401-792-9030.
All the other Viltrumites hate me.
Yeah, so if you guys really do want to make a donation, we would really appreciate it. It's wriu.org/listen or calling in at 401-792-9030 or 888-303-9748. Okay, thanks. We'll be waiting by the phones.
$10 for a Peter Griffin impression.
No.
Yeah.
Not that.
If you guys call up, I'll give you Peter Griffin impression. I'll talk to you. Just pay us
$10. Mm-hmm. If you give us a donation of $50, that's the cost of WRIU to operate landlines. For $90.30, a shout out to the station's call number. For $250, the cost of replacing a studio CD player. For $500, the cost of replacing a studio microphone. For $1,000, that's the cost of sending a DJ to cover a varsity game for 3 days. And for $25,000, that's the annual repayment towards tower replacement. So that's where we're going, I guess.
Wow. Well, call in or check out the website if you would like to, if you'd like to donate, we'd really appreciate it.
I look forward to your call.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just want to call up and say hi, that's also appreciated too. We like the engagement.
Yeah, we do. All right, let's get into it.
I'm so lonely.
So today's theme, pain and suffering. So
I'm so lonely, Mark.
All the other Viltrumites hate me.
Are you two girls done?
Are scared of me, sorry.
Are you done?
I'm a victim of my own success. Take that to your grave. Are you sure?
Did you like the post today? I thought it was quite good.
I saw a girl with a Moxie sweatshirt on the other day.
You know, it's quite an exclusive brand.
It is.
I just died in your arms tonight. Must have been something sad.
Well, getting back to me.
Thank God.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I mean, my mother was the first one to comment on the post, just saying. So thanks, Mom, for the engagement. She was. You got something to say?
Sorry,
about that?
We have a funny over here.
You were so excited.
We have a funny over here.
I like that our posts are getting engagements. And my mom likes the,
Kenny moment.
Kenny. Yeah. So what about you? I guess.
Oh.
What's new in your realm of the woods?
Pain, suffering, embarrassment.
Seems to be the common trend.
What?
Like, between all of us?
Isn't that the theme for today?
The common trend?
Yeah, but my pain and suffering is actually funny. Your guys is just sad because you're engineers.
Wow.
We're finally getting the recognition that we deserve.
That is true. I mean, that's something. That's good.
That's progress. That's progress.
Progress, people! Upgrades!
We've been fighting for
upgrades.
Progress for years!
Mm-hmm.
All right. Continue.
So,
I feel like I'm in the doghouse with the glare.
We went to Topgolf the other day.
We did.
And...
That's right. I saw that post, and it was really funny.
Thank
but
you.
But continue.
Yes. She beat
your ass.
That's not a swear.
Yes, it is. So, I totally kicked butt.
She beat your bottom.
I did. You know how they have, like, games? You guys have been to Topgolf, right?
Sorry, I'm not made of money. Can you explain it to the poor man that is myself?
Yeah, it was the first time that I had ever gone to Topgolf, and you can do regular shoots, like on a driving range, whatever it's called. Or you can play, like, games by shooting it. And there's, like, an Angry Birds game where you get to knock down a tower, and I knocked down the tower in one go and got, like, 1,100 points.
She's really good at knocking towers.
I was going to say, are we allowed to discuss that on air?
Because yes. It's Angry Birds!
I'm really impressed. She stepped up to the plate and just, boom, first tower down.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I saw that scoreboard, and I'm like, wow, that's, like... triple Aiden's score.
What
I'm like,
the scoreboard didn't show you was that I hit the back wall.
Really?
No, that is such a lie.
That's more impressive, I'm going to be honest.
I did. It literally hit the back wall.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Nope. Okay. I didn't see it.
I'm going to text you.
The Brewster.
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 So your pain and suffering was that you were good at golf?
No, it was the next day my triceps hurt.
Oh. Wow, this is... All right.
Well, no, it was... Well, now you've took all the thunder out of my story.
Because
constant interruptions and revelry.
I was complimenting you on your score and of beating Aiden, but then he said that he did better than you, so I then backed Aiden again.
No, I clearly won.
You won the games. I won the distance.
Okay. I won on paper, and that's all that matters.
He's going for speed. He's all alone.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, that was my pain and suffering story. Just that I'm weak and I don't work out, I guess.
I got called out by my family the other day. They said, we listened to your podcast. And I said, oh? And they said, why isn't your hair blue? And I said, well, you see.
Yeah, why isn't your hair blue, Jack?
Whenever you would like to, you know, whenever you're past your interviews, we can do the blue, you know?
Why don't you want to do the blue? Oh, my.
We don't need to do the bleach. We can just do the blue.
We can just do that for a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
I'll do it for a little longer, but it's okay.
I'll do it for a day.
That's fair. Yeah. That we'll all be blue. It works out.
When we sign a lease.
That's fair.
When we sign a lease.
That's your celebration for signing the lease.
We'll do it on that weekend that we sign a lease.
What am I doing that weekend?
Okay,
that
well.
Yeah, next weekend? Yeah.
Next weekend?
Yeah.
Well, I need to re-dye my hair because it's getting really bleached.
Next weekend.
Next weekend. Mm-hmm.
Big plans the Thursday. Uh-oh. What'd she say?
When did you go to Topgolf?
Hard-hitting stuff. All right. We're going to go and do a quick music break.
Okay.
Woo! Tuesday.
Somewhere in the crowd there. I'm on. on the sea, somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Just as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing, no more sailing, so long sailing, bye-bye.
Weather controls your day, people make up your mind, until you can't even tell when someone gives you a sign. But we make the ground our grave by laying in it. We make our problems fade by facing them. We make the wind our wings by raising your arms at the top of the world. Flies in the sky over till a fat woman sing hella high. Tap dancing in my until I feel a change in my day to day on a daily basis. We make the love that keeps our world spinning. We make the gods our friends by cursing them. We make the wind our wings by raising your arms at the top of the world. Yeah, I'll try. I'm through planning. She living like a loose cannon. And lose, man, that's so funny. Y'all should do stand up. I'm rude and a superhero like Bruce Banner. But truth is, ain't nothing that you could do. Put 'em on trial, make 'em dance for it in the courthouse. Make a stand for it or it don't count.
Alrighty.
What a time to be alive.
I say, hey, we're back on, and both of you just immediately go on your phones.
I was turning the recording back on.
We were talking about our housing crisis. That's our pain and suffering.
Housing crisis.
Yeah.
Pain for the past week and a half.
Yes.
Oh, suffering.
Whoa.
Not knowing if you're going to be able to live on campus is pretty difficult.
Well, you guys will find a house.
I was in the trenches today.
Fighting for your life?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm talking to a girl who is going to potentially sublet from me.
Nice.
Oh.
Yay!
Did you get a text from your mother? Does she still want me for dinner?
Yes. Yes. I'm
just saying, this has to happen. I need to meet her. Mm. Shake her hand, be like, hello. What a lovely Facebook you have.
What a lovely Facebook you have.
I can't wait for the day when it happens, and then instead of talking about if it'll happen, it's just, remember that time I went to your house? It gets brought up every episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to keep bringing it up.
I know you will. I know.
Day five of asking Shay if I can have dinner at her house until I have dinner.
Just see her parents. Shay doesn't need to be there.
All right.
Well, you don't have to if you don't want to.
What about my cat? Willow. You don't want to see Willow?
God, no.
What?
No.
She's lovely.
Aiden, is she lovely?
Yeah, Willow's nice. I like Willow.
Never mind.
She's nice to me. And that's all that matters.
I'm not you, and I don't want to be you. No offense.
Oh!
No offense. We're different. We're different people. And
wow.
I don't want to copy anyone. I want
you
to
know what that means?
Unique person.
You know what that means? He doesn't want to date you, Aiden. I'm sorry to break your heart.
We'll live together. That's as far as I want to go.
What?
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
Now you listen here.
No. Please.
Fight,
no.
Fight, fight,
I don't
fight.
Like it when you get angry.
Oh my god, guys.
I get angry.
Ew. So, they're releasing Minecraft milk. For the new Minecraft movie, they're releasing Minecraft milk.
How do you say that again?
What?
How do you say that word again?
Milk.
All right, just double check.
What, milk?
Chicken jockey.
Chicken jockey.
The nether.
This is an ender.
The nether.
It's going to be a great movie.
It's going to be great.
Looking forward to it.
I feel like I can't say anything. I'm like, hey, Minecraft. And then you guys are like the seagulls from Finding Nemo that go, mine, mine.
Mine, mine, mine.
You just say stuff to say stuff.
It's Jack Black.
Remember when Jack Black got kidnapped by the Muppets? Does everybody remember that?
Chicken Jackie. Yes, I remember.
Never watched that movie.
You what?
I've never seen it.
Did you just mute me?
No.
I saw that button press.
It's a really good movie. You would enjoy it. You've heard
of the Muppets?
No. Man or Muppet. The song?
Yeah. That's a totally different movie, though.
No,
it's the same one, girl.
Movie?
It's the same movie.
There's a lot that happens in that one movie.
I have seen that movie. That
it is so good.
Did they kidnap Jack Black in that movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was the other one.
No.
Who's the other one?
Like Europe's Most Wanted or something like that?
I don't, that's not a person.
That's the one where you see Kermit's evil twin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
That can't be it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah.
The whole thing
I don't
is
play
that
about the Muppets.
Find,
I would know.
The whole thing is they're trying to find...
I'm such a Muppets fan.
Like, a popular person to come on and, like...
And they kidnap Jack Black.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to do it, and then they kidnap him because they need someone popular to bring in attention.
Yeah.
Then they have it hosted by Jack Black, and he's just tied up in a chair.
That's right.
Yeah, don't pretend like you don't know.
That came out in 2011? That's awesome.
What?
That's so
recent.
It's only
14 years old?
Wow. Huh.
Say that again. 14 years ago. 11?
Yes.
Yeah, when we were 11.
I misheard. You were 11?
No, I'm not 25. Math Whoa. Is not math.
I was going to say, I was 9 math in 2014.
Math is not mathing right now.
How old are you?
Look, I'm way too tired.
I've done two labs, an exam, and a quiz.
Sucking down a Red Bull. What happened?
I had my right? Red Bull this morning.
Oh, he has a Red Bull? How often would you say he has a Red Bull?
What do you mean? What did I get myself into?
No.
How much caffeine do you think I consume on a daily basis, Jack?
Because he thinks that I consume more than him, but that's not true.
Well, I spend more time with him, and I don't know what you do. But I guess you have, what, 1, 2 Red Bulls?
Like one a day.
Yeah.
One Red Bull a day.
Yeah. If it's not a Red Bull, then it's a coffee.
Right. I see you normally with, like, a Red Bull or a coffee. Like, I don't see you in succession, like, pounding a Red Bull and then immediately pounding another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you do, huh?
Well, I do this fun thing where I go into work and I make a coffee and then I drink it during my shift and then I go, should I get one for the road? And everyone
That's
goes...
That's horrible. That's horrible. Also, shout out to the coffee house. They gave me a nice beverage the other day for free. It was very kind of them.
Who made it?
I don't know. Wasn't her.
I was going to say, was that you complimenting me? Because you also came in and I gave you a coffee for free.
No, it was previously. Oh, good.
I was worried that you complimented me for a second and that would throw off the whole dynamic.
No, God, no. I take his side, goddammit.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd they look like? Docs. Because I can tell you the name.
Dark hair, shorter than me.
When you asked to explain, Quartz is going to be the most vague description.
What do you expect?
You are asking a guy. They're going to give you the most vague description
Woman,
ever.
I guess.
Did they have an eyebrow piercing?
She had eyes. That's...
Okay, I'm going to go with Elena. Or actually...
All right, out of left field, what race? I'm kidding.
She was tan?
Tan?
Tan.
Oh, tan. Yeah, that's Elena.
There you go. See? Just based off 3 descriptors.
I knew
Woman,
it.
Has eyes, dark hair, tan. That's 4. There you go.
Okay, awesome.
You got it. Does she have an eyebrow piercing?
Yes.
I notice things. Go me.
Congrats.
Well, I think saying she has eyes isn't close to saying she has eyebrows.
She does, in fact, have eyes. That is a pure fact.
He's not wrong.
See? Descriptors.
Well, she could.
So what's wrong with Elena?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
I was just trying to guess who it was.
Oh, yes.
She's actually very, very nice.
She's very kind.
She's very nice.
She didn't want to break a 50, so she's like, you know what? Just take this.
You tried to give her a 50?
That's all I have on me.
Brother.
Why is that all that you have on
because
you?
It was a gift, so I wanted to pay for a coffee.
Brother. Brother,
you
a
looked
$2
my coworker,
coffee.
My very, very nice and lovely coworker, dead in the eyes, and said,
can you
hey,
break a 50?
Can you break this 50?
Yes,
what time was this at?
It was, before my noon class, it was about 11:30.
I'm surprised she did not leap over the counter and strangle you.
Why? That's midday.
10 to 12 is our rush hour.
There was no one there.
Okay, well then, maybe it was just a freak incident.
I was the only one there.
And you still thought it was socially acceptable for you to say, hey, break this 50?
What, did you want me to say I don't have cash on me? I said, could you break a 50? She
yes.
said, no. Then I said, oh, can I Venmo for you? And then she's like, no. So I'm like, all right. Well, she said it very kindly. She's like, no, we're not allowed to do that.
You just tried to give me cash. You didn't offer to Venmo me.
I still gave you cash. I tipped you.
You did. That was
exactly.
very nice of
See?
You.
I said, how much did this cost? She's like, oh, you're not paying for it. I'm like, yeah, but I'm going to tip you. And she's like, $2. So I gave her $3.
Nice.
Exactly.
Very nice. Should have given her the 50.
Give her $50?
Yeah. That was very nice.
Yes.
And then
it was very nice.
It would have been split between all 16 of us working.
You split tips?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
That's what my paycheck is. That's why my paycheck is like $8.50.
So if you get a sudden pay raise, it's because I felt bad and tipped $50 that one time. Yes.
Yep. You should consider that next time.
$3.
$3.
So I need to give them 16 cents.
Hold on, wait.
1 cent.
Okay.
That's like...
So, $3.
$3.
Just do 50 divided by 16, because I don't know how to do it off the top.
3 divided by 16 is... I know, I was doing 3 first, to shame. And then 50. I'm kidding. $3. That would equate to $3 for all of us.
What? Oh, you did the math that way. I'm like, oh, my tip of $3 means that you each got 18 cents.
Oh, that's what the $3 means.
So I tipped you 18 cents.
Thanks, man.
Happy to help.
Appreciate you.
Helping the cause.
Yeah. I like working there, actually. I like making the coffees. It's really fun.
Say hi to Mr. Comerford for me, will you?
He comes in every day, and he orders the same thing. What is he?
Math professor.
No, like, where is he from?
He's Irish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
He sounds German.
He speaks Gaelic. He does speak German,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he speaks German, too. Don't worry.
Gaelic. As in the Irish dialect?
Gaelic.
You got something against Gaelic?
No.
Don't sound too excited.
No, you heard the man.
Heard the man? I saw the man.
Yeah, no, my family's Irish. I don't have a problem.
I can't wait to visit Chris then. Just like, hi, Chris. Spring break 2026. Get ready.
What, you're going to go visit him? Because he's going for the year, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Chill out in his castle. I mean,
what?
Yeah.
You can find Caitlin Kierman.
What?
She's British, girl.
Yeah, close enough.
So, no.
French Airbnb.
Right?
No.
No.
The UK? Hey! Yeah. The UK is an island. Hey. Right. Hey. I mean, technically they are connected because there's an underwater tunnel that connects them, but I can't give you that because that is not what you were talking about.
It's a spring break.
I'm thinking of Maine, Europe.
Maine, Europe?
You can't get me with that. France is in Europe.
You had a look on your face like you were questioning it for a second.
No.
I almost got you.
No.
What did I say the other day? You asked me to, like, name a state, and I said, like, Puerto Rico or something. Like,
what?
I don't know. I was really tired. It's okay. I got through it, guys. Don't worry.
Looking at Airbnb France.
Airbnb France?
You're already looking that far ahead.
Let's do it.
I mean, you really should. You really, really should, because things will fill up fast. All right. While they do that, we are going to switch back to music.
What? No.
Thank you. I can remember when we walked together, sharing a love I thought would last forever. Moonlight to show the way so we can follow. Waiting inside her eyes was my tomorrow. Then something changed her mind. Her kisses told me I had no love in arms to hold me. Every day I wake up, then I start to break up. Lonely as a man without love. Every day I start out, then I cry my heart out. Lonely as a man. I cannot face this world that's fallen down on me. So if you see my girl, please send her home to me. Tell her about my heart that's slowly dying. Say I can't stop myself from.
Can I sail through the changing ocean?
And we're back on air.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. All right, well.
Hello, everybody.
Well, as.
Markiplier.
So, the Radiothon dates, we started Radiothon on the 24th, and Radiothon is ending on the 31st. So, if you guys want to donate, make sure that you get it in relatively soon.
Oh. How soon? Until when? Yes. Please.
Pretty soon.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, before the 31st, at your leisure, I suppose. Pretty soon.
Again?
Pretty soon. Pretty sure. Pretty sure. Anybody made chicken? Yeah, I watched the first episode. I know. Don't try and play with me. Maybe.
Are you guys watching like an episode a week? You gotta up your games here.
All right.
We have another
show
as well.
What?
We do.
Which one?
What's it called?
Temptation Island.
Yeah. What? You said you'd finish Abbott Elementary and then move on to Invincible.
This is
not
always
start
what
happens.
No.
Abbott
this Elementary. Is what happens every single time we watch TV.
Guys.
What?
I'm still waiting on you to finish JJK.
You haven't finished JJK?
No. If you watched the first episode, we said we were going to watch that, and
we only watched one episode.
I need to rewatch.
Three separate times.
I won't watch again. I'll start with the second episode. Time.
When you guys start season 2, let me know, because I should probably get re-caught up on season 2.
13
yeah, did
sodas
happen
in.
The first yeah. time you yeah. watched season 2?
What's that?
Did something happen the first
we
time you
watched?
We
got noise complaint number 7, yeah.
Oh, pain
I
and suffering.
Number 7, yeah.
It was actually you this time, not just someone in your apartment.
Yeah, no, this one was totally my fault, and I paid my dues and I apologized for it, yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
Maturity.
Just the cops.
Boy, let me tell you, in this other house,
oh boy,
there's one on the lake, but there's also one right next to campus, and let me tell you, no one will be coming to that house ever.
Yeah, the pictures didn't look great, but so Radiothon, guys, call in.
Oh, we're still on this.
Donate. Yes, we're still on this.
Whoa,
this is our job.
This is. I don't get paid for this.
You guys get paid?
Okay, this is...
She goes to the weekly meetings. She gets paid.
I do.
Wait, you get paid and we don't?
Yeah.
What?
Well, technically they give me the salary of 3 people and I'm supposed to distribute it and then I just don't give it to you guys.
What do you spend it on? I'm curious.
Sweet treats.
Oh.
You know how I was able to afford those lightsabers at Disney?
Glad my salary paid for your little hobby.
Yeah. This is that's a joke. Just in case people didn't know. Not you guys. I mean for people.
But we do accept tips.
We do accept tips. That will be going towards the, what is this called again?
Radiothon.
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 Are you sure?
So call in at 401-792-9030 or 888-303-9748 to donate or go to our website, WRIU.com.
Or if you want to pay by the minute, it's 1-800. It's an old reference to landlines. And yes.
Well, if you guys want to donate, that's the stuff.
Are you ending us early?
No. I'm just getting it out there. I thought it was going to take me longer because usually you guys would have interrupted me 6 times by now.
Well,
I'm just kidding. It's all love, guys. Just kidding.
The audience at home.
You held up a sign. I have to read it.
Zipper is holding up a sign.
He's laughing.
Do it. Hold it up. I will read
Show
it aloud.
Show me, Zipper.
Be good, Zipper. Come on.
I That's have a... Oh, my God.
That's a good zipper.
We know what his score is.
Every week I decide to come back here. And, you
and
know,
every week you love it.
Do I? Do I?
Well, you only have to put up with us for the rest of this semester.
That is true.
And then I'm gone
then you get
forever.
A whole semester off.
I'm gone forever.
We'll have Zipper fill in. If Zipper wants.
Zipper's voice can't be hard launched until next season.
True. Or Zipper will just stay quiet during the...
Or if we do...
Zipper will be the third, but he'll just stay quiet.
Right.
It's just the two of us.
No. We're together, talking to Zipper, but Zipper doesn't have a mic.
That works. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll teach Zipper how to do the controls. Not you guys, though. That needs to remain a power imbalance.
Wow.
I trust Zipper not to abuse this power.
You trust Zipper?
He's laughing.
Yeah, I think the fact that he's laughing should be a clear...
No, I trust that. You need to have a bit of, like, mischievousness in your heart.
Yep. 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 Okay.
Yep.
Roger.
Yep.
No, come over here and press a button. And let's see how you do it.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You want to what?
Yeah, come over here. See how it works.
No, I was saying the power imbalance.
What?
What sidetrack did we get down?
What are we talking about right now?
Plans
the
for...
power imbalance?
Yeah. Well...
Is that not what we're talking about?
Well, I was... Yeah, and you were laughing, and so I was, like, try and do what I do.
Oh.
Fool.
Man, I bet it's just press play on the Spotify, huh?
No.
No?
Because we aren't supposed to say what
Sorry.
Music application
we
use.
I bet we press play on the computer.
So, yeah, if you want to donate...
it costs a lot of money to use Shay's computer, so if you could donate, that'd be greatly
appreciated. It takes a lot of money for me to hook up the aux cord to the computer, but...
How many watts you get on that thing?
But we do really need new studio microphones, so...
It's a big load resistor, not to brag.
Yeah, we really need new studio microphones, so...
A lot of capacitors need to be charged.
Alrighty.
Inductor coils, you know, you get it.
The whole shebang.
Yeah. It's an electrical analogy.
Electrical analogy.
Electrical analogy.
Okay, that's about it for us.
You can use the ChatGPT.
That is about it for us, guys. We hope that you had a great time listening to the Haphazard Hour, only on WRU Kingston. Enjoy the rest of Radiothon. And if you are just turning in... If you're just tuning in now, you can catch us on Spotify or next week. So as always, this has been the Haphazard Hour. Radio is next week.
Not a new app.
A new app?
Yeah. Because you're like, on Spotify and next week. What's next week?
Next week as in next week.
Oh. I get it.
Guys. Okay, well, this has been the Haphazard Hour. We hope that you guys enjoyed. We'll see you next week. And
it's the Haphazard Hour. It's been Shay, Aiden, and Jack. Come on.
Practice this.
Do the thingy. Say the line.
Say it.
Say it.
Good night, everybody.
Well, I want to feel good. I want to rock it with a crazy crowd where they play the music loud. Laugh and shout, shuffle my feet to a rockin' beat. Oh, while I'm young and free, and I won't ever want having fun with me. Well, I got no time to worry or wait. I got a gal that's mine that I'm gonna keep like anyone should. Oh, well, I wanna feel good. Crowd where they play the music loud, laugh and shout, shuffle my feet to a rockin' beat. Oh, I want to have fun while I'm young and free, and I want everyone having fun with me. Well, I got no time to worry or wait. I got a gal that's mine that I'm gonna keep like anyone should. Well, I want to feel good like anyone should. Anyone should. Well, I wanna be.
goodbye to you. Though you're real tough, I know that we are through. Oh, honey, can't you be true to me?
Saturday night's my night to howl. So look out, cats, I'm on the prowl. I'm gonna rope and stomp and go hog wild.